Hey, Han. I've been thinking a lot about how it's your birthday this week, and I won't be able to see you that day, this time. And you know how much I love birthdays, especially your birthday, because it's the day before the first day of summer, and it's so special, you know. So I thought I'd just make a message right now. I'm thinking about it, and that way I can send it to you, and you can just listen maybe when you wake up that day or whenever you have time or later. But I wanted to ask, or I'm wondering if maybe this sometime this week we can make plans to meet at the park or somewhere, anywhere. But I thought the park might be easy, and it's nice this week. It's warm but not too hot, you know, so we can meet anywhere outside and not too complicated. So maybe we can find a park that's not in our neighborhood, not your neighborhood, not my neighborhood, somewhere maybe on the west side. So we find a place, we find a park that's has good shade in the afternoon. It's not too crowded, and we share coordinates to meet up after lunch one day in the afternoon. Just kind of leave the office for a little bit, and I get over there and I meet you there, and you're always waiting for me. I love that, you know, you're always a little early and waiting for me, so I don't have to wonder. So I get there, and you're on a shady park bench, and it's a park that has a little alcove, like a little park within a park, really. It's pretty secluded. It's very sweet. And you're already in the bench, and I come over, and I said, "Hey, thank you for making the time. I'm so happy to see you." And you hold out your arms to me and you say, "Just come over here right now. Come sit on my lap." So I do. I come over and I sit on your lap. I sit side saddle, you know, so my legs are together to one side of you, so I can hook my arm around your neck and hold you close and give you a kiss. And we always kiss right away, which I love that. I love that you love kissing so much. It's just so sweet. I mean, I think I could just sit here and kiss you for like an hour, which is kind of what I wanted to do. So we do, and we just kind of kissing and snuggling and, you know, visiting. I'm gonna say I wish I could see you, you know, on your birthday, but I'll see you. I'm seeing you now, and I'm sure I'll see you afterwards or after that day sometime this summer. And you say, "Yeah, I know, baby. I've been thinking about you too. You know I will be." And yeah. And we're just kissing, and I'm so happy to be here. It's hot today. I mean, not hot, but quite warm. And I just have a skirt, like a mid-thigh skirt, not too short, but you know, kind of short. And I have my arms are bare. I have it's camisole type top. It's just a top with spaghetti straps. Nothing special. But my shoulders are bare, my neck is bare, and I have my hair in a ponytail, which I know you like that, so I kind of did that on purpose. And I just have like some sandals on. So you just, with one hand, you have your one hand on my back and one hand on my legs, just kind of gently caressing my shins, my calves, my knees, my thighs, your hand on my waist, you know, my chest, my breast, but not like fondling, really, just kind of running your hand softly over my body as we're kissing. Very sweet. But I can already feel myself getting wet. I mean, I think I've been wet all day, really, just thinking of knowing I was going to see you and getting ready, and even on the way over here in the subway and walking to this park on the west side. And I mean, I'm sitting in your laps, and I can tell that you're happy to see me, too. I'm pretty sure that's not your cell phone there in the middle of your crotch. And eventually, you know, we're still kissing, and your hand is now under my shirt on my back, and your other hand is basically always just on my thighs now, and kind of in between my thighs, in between my inner thighs, and I don't think you don't realize you're doing it, but you're kind of wedging your hand between my legs and almost like gently nudging them apart, and so I let my legs part a little bit, and your hands, the fingers of your hand that's in front finds its way onto my mound, and you're just kind of rubbing it a little bit, like, well, not a little bit, but firmly on top of the fabric, and oh my god, I'm so wet right now. And your other hand is now rubbing my ass on top of my skirt, and you know, I mean, I love that when you play with my backside, any part of my backside, whether it be my buttocks or my actual asshole or all of it. And your hand in front now, your fingers have worked themselves underneath the fabric of the G-string that I have on. And you're rubbing my pussy lips, and eventually your middle finger finds its way between the lips and finds my clit. Fuck. And you're just kind of rubbing there, and you're really driving me crazy, and I've pulled my mouth away from yours for a moment just so I can, like, really relish the feeling of this right this second. Your face is in my neck, and you're kissing my neck and kind of nuzzling that spot between my neck and my shoulders where you know I'm really sensitive. It's like almost ticklish, but really, really sensitive. And I mean, you know, you can just kiss me there anytime. It will make my pussy gush, no matter what I'm doing. And then finally you've worked your finger in down towards my pussy now, between my pussy lips. I'm like a fucking drench down there. And I can hear you groan in my neck, like, And your other hand is, the way that I sat down on you, my skirt kind of flowed, the back of my skirt flowed over the back of your, over your pant leg, your trouser leg, so, you know, you can just reach your hand underneath my skirt and rub my ass, which you are doing now. And that hand is also underneath the fabric of the G-string in the back. And you're caressing my, the crack of my ass. And then the finger is reaching down towards my pussy to grab some of the moisture down there to use as lubrication to play with my ass. Fuck. So you're basically, you're working my front and my back at the same time with your faces in my neck, and I can feel your cock is so hard underneath my ass, and I can visualize, I just know you must be just covered in pre-cum, because you usually are by this point. Well, usually you are much earlier than now, but you are right now, I'm sure. And I say to you, I say, baby, fuck, I wish I could have take you inside me right now. I mean, I know we are at the park and all, but fuck. And you say, yeah, I know, baby. I wish I could be too. You just keep going like that, you know, one hand on my ass and one hand fingering my pussy and my clit. And I have one arm around your neck and over your shoulders rather, and then one hand on your knee, and I'm just rocking my hips on your crotch. Fuck. And I can just feel your cock like pushing up into my perineum hard. And I say, maybe, I mean, I don't see anyone around, you know. There's no one here. It's the middle of the day, and anybody with kids are at home taking a nap, and I mean, it's just people are at work or whatever. I mean, I haven't seen a soul. I said, baby, I think I need to really feel your cock inside me right now. Can we just do it for a minute? And you're like, oh, okay. I mean, you do whatever you want, baby. You do it. So, I mean, I'm really just out of my mind right now. I've never done such a thing. I reach down and I undo your belt buckle. And then I kind of just, I undo the button of your pants and I pull down your zipper. And you're wearing boxers, so, you know, there's an opening there for your convenient, for your cock to come through. And, so I pull your, I lean over, I list onto one side so that I can pull your cock through the opening of your boxers. Oh, God. And your, oh my God. Your cock is just like fucking wet, covered with pre-cum, and the eye of your cock is just like seeping. Oh my God. I lift my hips up and I just like sink my pussy right over your cock in one movement. And at the same time, I put my mouth over yours and you plunge your tongue into my mouth. I'm just completely filled with you, like your finger in my ass and your cock in my pussy and your tongue in my mouth. I mean, I'm so filled and fulfilled. And we just stay like that, and you know, it's not easy. I mean, I don't have any leverage. All I have is my arm and your shoulders and my hand and your knee, and my feet don't touch the ground. So between my hand and my arm and your hand, your two hands, you're just rocking my pelvis over your cock. And you're rubbing my clit really, you know, like the way that you know I like it, like steady circles. And you say, baby, are you close? You said, you tell me I can come anytime, but I want you to finish. I want you to come. And I tell you, I say, you know, I think I'm like a few minutes away. And then I ask you, I say, do you, is this how you wanna, is this where you wanna come? In my pussy like this? And you say, well, yeah, I'm good right now. I'm good to come here, but it sounds to me like, you know, you want to do something a little different. So I say, well, I mean, you know me, I kind of like to finish the way I like to finish, you know, especially since I know you're not going to get that on your birthday. And you say, yeah, that is true. I mean, you know, I mean, I wasn't planning on doing this. I didn't bring any lube or anything. But I'm so fucking wet that I think we can just do it like this. So I said, I'm just gonna do it, okay? And you say, yeah. You do whatever you want, baby. It's all you. So I lift up and, you know, it's really, really awkward. I mean, I have my legs are hanging over the end of the bench, and so basically I bend one leg and I press that foot into the park bench, and I have one hand on your knee and my other arm on your shoulder, and I lift up and I pose my asshole over your cock, which is like covered with pussy juice, slimy, and I so slowly sink myself over your fat cock. And then after a few up and down movements, a few pumps, I'm completely atop your cock. And I'm just grinding my ass onto your cock, and your front hand now is just working my pussy, and I know I'm probably like literally 30 seconds away. And I tell you, I'm really close, babe. I really want to come maybe a little bit first, because I want you to feel my ass clench on your cock when I come, okay? I really want that for you. You say, yeah, okay, baby. And so you work my clit. Like, it's those steady circles that I love, and I'm like holding, like working my one foot on the bench and my hand on your knee and my arm on your shoulder, and I do the best I can. I mean, it's really hard to like focus on coming and moving and everything, but oh my god, I feel so fucking good right now. Your entire cock up my ass like that in the park. Okay. Fuck. I can feel my ass like clenching on your cock. Face is buried in my neck, and you're biting down on my shoulder, and I can tell you're coming too. Oh, Jesus. And you're like bucking up into my hips so hard. Oh, God. Oh.